We've had a little bit over 172 families that have come for services. Many come in with a need to fill out the FEMA application. That's the application to get aid for them. And it's a long process.
You feel like you're helping them cut through some of the red tape and the bureaucracy and being like the one-stop shop for folks who are coming?
Well, one of the things that we've been able to do with the leadership of the mayor's office is really have organizations come together, about 80 organizations that are a resource to our welcome center. Many of the families can't travel from one location to another, so we've actually had providers coming into the Welcome Center to meet with families and do some services there. So DTA, Social Security's office has been there, Wayfinders have been there. So we're asking organizations to come to the folks. They don't know where they are, they don't know how to get around, and it would be a great service for them.
What are some of the things they need most as they come here?
Well, I think basic needs, you know, clothing is important. You know, it's getting cold now. For us, today's nice weather. For them, it's freezing. So it's a different type of, it's a culture shock. They also need, food. Right now, when they come to the Welcome Center, they have to wait there for hours because it takes 45 minutes to an hour for one application to be completed. We have a local bakery, Puerto Rican Bakery, making grinders and sandwiches and donating them. We're also getting other donations of water, in coffee, so people, you know, will have something in their belly while they're waiting. The basic needs that we take for granted sometimes is what they need right now. And housing is a big issue. You know, people are staying with friends or relatives, but they can only stay for a certain amount of time. And the other folks are gonna lose their housing, you know, their subsidies because they have to kick people out. So that's a real concern, and that's a real problem that we have to address.
What can people do to help?
You know, I've been seeking funding from different foundations to see if we could do, like, you know, help them out with their first month's rent. You know, some landlords are able to forego security deposits and maybe last month's. You know, try to work with homeowners that are willing to help out. You know, so we are looking for funds to really help folks with their first time, you know, first month's rent, to help them get out of where they're at right now.
Are the people who are coming here, I mean, how would you characterize them? Are they young, old, in between, and are most of them bringing children with them? Because we know there are about 200 children that, as of Friday, have enrolled in the Springfield Public Schools since coming from Puerto Rico, and I guess roughly half of them have gone into the elementary grade.
I would say that the majority are families, predominantly females. Many of the men stayed behind to try and, you know, for security and safety of their properties, try to rebuild what they have right now. But for the most part, the majority are females with children.
Do you think the exodus is over, or are we going to continue to see more people come as the rebuilding effort goes on, and maybe people become frustrated with the pace of progress there, and they decide, well, my best chance is to come to the mainland?
I think we're going to get a lot more folks than what we're getting right now. To be honest with you, I think people don't have the means to get here, you know, to purchase the tickets to get out. So, you know, they're going to have to save some funding to get out here, but I think we're going to get a lot more folks than what we're getting right now. And this isn't the first time. It happened in the early 1920s or something like that, a huge one, and then we had Hurricane Hugo that came through. You know, the Puerto Rican community is resilient, and they will pick up by their boots by their straps and, you know, move forward because that's who they are.
Is it, as you've talked to some of the people who've come here, is it their desire to go home someday, to go back to Puerto Rico, or do they want to stay here?
No, I think their desire is to go back. Even folks who have lived here for a very long time always think, I would like to go back. There's always that thing, I would like to go back, because, you know, it is a great island, and I think people really want to come and just survive, and this is a place where they can survive and get their, you know, stuff back together again so they can go back home.